Hello, and welcome to the Rehabilitation Engineering Research Center for Wireless Inclusive Technologies in the Georgia Radio Reading Services Collaboration. This audio guide is a step-by-step tutorial to setting up the Amazon Echo Dot for people who are blind or visually impaired. The Amazon Echo can be a powerful tool if you have a visual impairment. By just using your voice, you can command your Echo to do such things as stream news feeds, like your GARS broadcasts, stream music or podcasts, control thermostats, lights or security systems in your house, or place orders for things you need through your Echo Dot and Alexa app. However, it can be a challenge to set up by yourself if you have no sight. This is where this audio guide will help. This guide is broken up into three main parts. First, we start this tutorial by opening and finding out what's in the Echo Dot box and how to plug it in. Later on, we will help you orient the Echo Dot and explain what the four buttons on the top do. And finally, we will guide you through syncing your Echo Dot to the Amazon Alexa app on your phone or tablet so you can start using the Dot. Before we start, it is advised that you already download Amazon's Alexa app from either Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store, depending on which type of iOS or Android smartphone or tablet you own. Just search for the Alexa app on either store. This tutorial is based on using the iOS version of the Alexa app, but if you are an Android user, the steps should be similar. And though this tutorial focuses on the Echo Dot, which GARS provides to its listeners, if you own a full-size Echo, the larger version of the Echo Dot, apart from the unboxing, the overall placement of buttons and the control of the device will be the same. We recommend that you follow along with this tutorial in the room you will be using your new Dot in. This way, it will be oriented correctly once you power it up and sync it to the Alexa app on your phone or tablet. So let's get started with unboxing your new Echo Dot. Right. The Dot comes in an outer box. You'll be able to tell the top of the box from the bottom because the top will have a piece of tape covering a flap that is used to open the top lid of the box. Let's stand the box upright so the taped edge is in front of you. Feel around the top edges for the tape and either carefully cut the tape or remove it by tearing the tape edge. With the tape now removed from the flap, use your fingers to open the top of the box. Flip open the left and right flaps as well. Once the three flaps are open, use your fingers to firmly grasp the top of the Dot and remove it from the box. Let's find out what's in the bottom of the Echo Dot box. Feel inside the box for the power cable and two small square pamphlets. Set the power cable aside for a moment. One of the pamphlets tells you how to set up the Echo Dot, much like we're doing here. The other pamphlet provides information on commands you can use with Alexa to control your Echo. Alexa is the name of Amazon's virtual personal assistant. You can set these pamphlets aside now. We won't be needing them. Now place the Echo Dot in front of you. The Echo is a round cylinder about 1.5 inches tall and 3.5 inches in diameter. Once out of the box, it is covered in a clear plastic covering that needs to be removed. The easiest way to do this is to feel around the bottom edge of the Dot and wiggle a finger in between the bottom of the Dot and the plastic film. You'll feel that it's attached in four places. One of these attachment points will have a release tab that is taped. Feel for the release tab and orient it so that it is in front of you. Pull up on the tab to release the plastic flap. You can now carefully grasp the Echo and slide it out of the plastic sleeve. You can tell the top from the bottom of the Echo by the number of buttons on each side. The top will have four indentations that are buttons. The bottom has a soft-feeling plastic coating that aids in gripping the surface of a table or wherever you plan to put your Dot. The top also feels like a smooth, soft plastic. The cylindrical front of the Echo is covered in a cloth. With your dot now standing upright, we can find the power port by feeling along the bottom edge of the dot for an inch-long oval indentation. Orient the dot so that this indentation is facing you. This is where you plug the power cord in. So, let's grab the power cord. Feel for the wire that comes out from the bottom of the plastic power brick, and remove the rubber band securing the end of the power cord and release the full length of the cord. The small, thin, inch-long plug at the other end of the power cord will be inserted into the power port of the dot. The power port is located on the very left-hand side of the oval indentation. Push the power plug firmly and securely into the left side. You should feel and hear it click into place. The power brick also has a plastic film covering it. It can be removed by feeling for one of the two taped flaps that are closest to where the power wire exits the power brick. Use your fingernail to lift up the taped flaps to remove the film. Now, plug the power brick into a wall outlet. At this point, the dot will power on. After a few seconds, you will hear a tone, and Alexa will say, "Your Amazon Echo is ready for setup. Just follow the instructions in your Alexa app." This is a good place to have a break in this audio tutorial series and transition our discussion to what the four buttons on the top of the Echo Dot do. Now that we have our dot plugged in and powered up, let's first get a feel for where the four control buttons are located. First, make sure you orient the device so that the bottom power cable coming out of the device is facing away from you. This will ensure the top buttons are oriented correctly. If you feel directly on top of the dot, there will be four dips or dimples, which are the control buttons. Now, starting at the 12 o'clock position is the volume up button. At 3 o'clock is the action button. At the 6 o'clock position is the volume down button. And finally, at the 9 o'clock position is the microphone mute button. It should be noted that on the top perimeter of your Echo, there is a light ring. The light ring displays different colors, like reds, blues, oranges, etc., depending on the action or command being undertaken. But since this guide is aimed at users that have no to little vision, we won't be relying on this light ring interface to inform us what the dot is doing. But the light ring could be useful for someone with some color perception. Now that we know where the buttons are located, let's discuss what they actually do. The volume up and volume down buttons are pretty self-explanatory. Pressing them either raises or lowers the volume of your dot. The microphone mute button at 9 o'clock turns the microphone off from the dot. As the dot is essentially always listening for its wake-up word, Alexa, so that it can perform a command, the microphone mute button can be an important button to use if you don't want to inadvertently have Alexa listening. Pressing the action button at the 3 o'clock position will allow you to wake up Alexa to complete a command. The action button can also be used to cancel any alarms or timers you may have set. And by pressing and holding the action button for 6 seconds, or until the light ring turns orange, you can enter Wi-Fi setup mode, which will be very important for us to use in the final stage of this guide. So let's now move on to what is perhaps the trickiest steps of this tutorial, syncing your dot to the Alexa app. Before we start, please already download Amazon's Alexa app from either Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store, depending on which type of iOS or Android smartphone or tablet you own. Just search for the Alexa app on either store. At this point, we can set the Echo Dot aside for a moment. Now that you have downloaded the Amazon Alexa app onto your smartphone or tablet, let's open it. Upon opening the app, you will be asked to enter your Amazon account information. Please enter your user ID and password if you have it, or create an Amazon account if you are new to Amazon. Once we're in the Alexa app, let me give you a brief overview of where the various icons are placed within the screen of the app. You will find a menu icon in the top left corner of the screen. A help and feedback icon in the form of a question mark is located at the top right of the screen in the app. Today's date and weather are displayed in the center of the screen. And along the bottom edge of the app, from left to right, you will find the control icons for Home, Communicate, Talk to Alexa, Play, and the Devices icons. First, we need to make sure our Dot is set up in the Alexa app. Find the menu icon. It should be labeled on your screen reader, and if you can see it, it is on the top left corner and looks like a small square with three horizontal bars. Tap it to open the menu icon. The first choice in the menu list is Add Device. Tap Add Device. Once in the Add Device menu, there will be a list of many devices you can add to the Alexa app. We want to find the option for Amazon Echo, which is the first in the list. Tap to open the Amazon Echo option. We must then choose what device to set up in the next screen labeled Choose a Device to Set Up. This screen displays a bunch of different models of Echoes, like the regular Echo, Echo Dot, Echo Sub, and so on and so forth. In this case, we will select and tap Echo Dot, but you choose which Echo model is applicable to the one you are trying to set up. The next screen is called Begin Echo Setup and directs us to connect to a Wi-Fi network. Find the Continue button and tap it. A dialog box might pop up that asks us to allow Amazon Alexa to access our location. If it does, tap Continue. Another dialog box might ask us to either deny or allow Amazon Alexa to access your device's location. If so, tap Allow. The next screen we are presented with asks us to plug in our Echo and wait for an orange light to show. With a Dot and easy reach, depress the Action button for 6 seconds. The Action button is located at 3 o'clock if the power cord is facing away from you. The Dot will say, "Now in setup mode, follow the instructions in your Alexa app." Turning back to your phone and the Alexa app, tap Continue on the Alexa app. The next Alexa app screen asks us to go into our smartphone or tablet Wi-Fi settings and select the network with a name in the format Amazon-XXX. Leave the Alexa app temporarily and head to your phone's settings menu. Open your Wi-Fi settings and connect to the network name in the format of Amazon-XXX. In our case, our Amazon Dot's Wi-Fi name is Amazon-24N. Your three-digit ending may be different. After connecting your phone or tablet to the Amazon-XXX Wi-Fi name, you will hear a brief confirmation sound and the Dot will say, "You've connected to your Echo. Now finish up the setup in your Alexa app." With that audio confirmation, let's switch back to the Alexa app to finish our setup. Once we switched back to the Alexa app, the screen should display a white circle with a check mark in the middle of it and the words "Continue Echo Setup." Tap the Continue button. Now we need to select and save a Wi-Fi network in the Alexa app. This will ensure your Dot is connected to your preferred home or office Wi-Fi network. Choose the name of your preferred network you want from the available list. Then enter your Wi-Fi password from the network and tap Connect. The Dot will then prepare to connect to the Wi-Fi network. It may take a few minutes for this to happen. If the connection is successful, then the next screen on the Alexa app tells us that our Echo is online. It is at this point that you can begin using your Echo just by your voice. However, tapping Continue in the Alexa app takes you to a screen asking if you'd like to add an external speaker using either Bluetooth or an auxiliary cable. We're going to select and tap Use Echo Built-in Speaker. The next screen on the Alexa app asks you to select where your Dot is located. There are a number of options available, like bedroom, kitchen, den, etc. So select the best one for you. We're selecting office. Then find and tap continue. You can then watch and listen to a short video tutorial on your phone. The audio provides helpful overview of your new Dot. Once the video is finished, tap the next button. The next screen is titled Intro to Alexa and tells you how you can get a free Audible audiobook. Tap continue. Our last screen in the Amazon Alexa app tells us that the general setup of our Dot is all done. Phew! Good work if you've made it this far. We can now tap Go to Home. Your Dot will now say, "Hello, I'm Alexa." At this point, let's put down our phone and begin using our Dot. For instance, ask Alexa what the weather is. Alexa, what's the weather? You are now on your own to enjoy all the capabilities of this exciting device. We hope this audio guide made it a little easier to set up the Echo Dot on your own. If you have trouble with any of these steps, we encourage you to visit the GARS or Wireless RERC website to listen to this audio guide again. The Wireless RERC's YouTube channel also has the same content in video format, so you can view or listen at your leisure in case you missed any of these steps. We'd love to hear from you and help you through these steps if necessary. You can email me at ben.lippincott@imtc.gatech.edu, or you can call 404-385-4614. And please visit our website, www.wirelessrerc.org, for other helpful information related to wireless technology. Please let us know how you like this audio tutorial. Would you like to hear other tutorials on what the Amazon Echo can do? Are there other areas of technology access you are interested in? Call or email me with your ideas. Thanks for listening. The contents of this audio guide were developed under a grant from the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, NIDLR grant number 90RE5025-01-00. NIDLR is a center within the Administration for Community Living, the ACL, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. The contents of this audio guide do not necessarily represent the policy of NIDLR, the ACL, or HHS, and you should not assume endorsement by the federal government. Thanks to NIDLR and the Georgia Radio Reading Service for assisting us with the production of this audio tutorial.